We welcome you to the Master's Call. Go ahead and state your name and where you're calling from.
This is John Haynes from New Jersey.
Hello, mighty man of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Now we're going to go ahead and go before we can hear what God is going to say to us. Father, you are faithful. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you that as we have come together, your Master's Call family, Father, we've come from the north, south, east, and west, and we know that there is a word that is ready to be imparted to each one of us. And we thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord God, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you, Lord God, for all that you are doing in their lives and through them and in the lives of their families. Thank you for the Artists International family, the thread that brought many of us together, the Diaz de Leon family, Father. Thank you for Papa Diaz de Leon, Father. We thank you that he's healthy and he's strong, Lord God, and you are imparting dreams and vision to him for this company, just as you're doing the same thing, Lord God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for this ministry. And, Lord, as this call goes forward, we thank you for the man or the woman of God who's coming forward with the word. They are blessed. They are anointed. They are appointed, Lord. And that word will come through without any type of interruptions or hindrances in the name of Jesus. I speak right now and I command the airway to be clear in Jesus' name. There will not be any drop calls. There will not be any missed calls. And your people will hear your word, Father, starting with me first, Lord, because we are going to be a doer of your word and not just a hearer only, so we can take the word and share it with others in the name of Jesus. I am going to turn the call over to my victorious woman of God. Host, are you there, Minister Tiffany?
Yes. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sweetheart.
God bless you. To God be the glory on this My God is Faithful Friday. Well, God, morning, God, morning, God, morning. TMC family, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Inglewood, California, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, our ambassador of Artists International, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we welcome you to the Master's Call. We have been faithfully moving forward since October the 25th of 2010, and we thank God for the greater and the new things that he is doing here on the Master's Call. As many lives have been enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day here every Monday through Friday at this divine and appointed hour. So thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting us this morning and for tagging this day as My God is Faithful Friday, and we know that God is faithful every single day. And so we just trust him, believe him, and we seek him first in his kingdom, his righteousness, and we know that everything will be added unto us. So if you're visiting the Master's Call for the first time today, we welcome you, and we invite you and others on the line to visit our website, which is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. You will see that all of our messages have been archived on our website. Also, if you're interested in being a part of this ministry, we invite you to send us an email to say, I would like to be a prayer intercessor. I have a word that I would like to share, or I just need some information. Well, you can send us an email to the Master's Call. info@themasterscall.net. Once again, info@themasterscall.net, and we will definitely respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we head over to the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound, and that is immediately following this call. But let me just let you know, today is My God is Faithful Friday, and it is also the day that we take your prayer requests, your praise reports, and we hear your testimonies here on the Master's Call. So don't hang up. Go ahead and stay on the line, and we will go into part two once the benediction is done. So that way you can give your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies at that time. please, please, please make sure you stay plugged in and connected to your artist back office, because many great things are being planned, many Super Saturdays, many events are upcoming, many new things are getting ready to happen into Artist International, and you do not want to miss any of those things. As a matter of fact, in November of 2014, the next Artist Empowerment Conference will be happening, so make sure you avail yourself to www.artistempowermentconference.com. Again, www.artistempowermentconference.com. And you will see the information for the next and the final Artist International Empowerment Conference for the year of 2014. That information will be posted on that website. So let me go ahead and move this call forward to hear what thus says the Lord. Our speaker for today, Bishop C. Horace Kitson. He is the fourth son of the late Bishop Eric Kitson. He was ordained as a pastor in the Glorious Church of God in 1974. He was the pastor of Banbury Glorious Church of God in Jamaica in the years 1976 to 1982. He's a graduate of the College of Arts, Science, and Technology College in Jamaica, and he graduated from there in 1976. He is currently and has been married to the beautiful Dr. Lorna Kitson for over 36 years. They have two beautiful daughters, Ruth Ann and Joanne, and he is also the grandfather of a lovely granddaughter, Ariana. He currently is the pastor of the House of Prayer and Praise in Orlando, Florida, and Bishop of the House of Prayer and Praise Ministries in Jamaica. He is an artist entrepreneur and soon to be Royal Platinum in Artist International. So at this time, without further ado, it is an honor, privilege, and pleasure to introduce my brother, a man who is definitely changing the kingdom to be the kingdom of God and serving people as he will serve us this morning here on the Master's Call. None other than Bishop C. Horace Kitson. Pastor Bishop Kitson, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to welcome me and to introduce me. I appreciate that. And thank God for those who have been faithful in serving in this TMC call. And it's a great blessing, great pleasure of mine to be here. Few months ago, we had one granddaughter. Now we have three grandchildren. And things are moving on. We thank the Lord for that. We spent a great time in Israel the other day for 10 days, and we are back, and things are just absolutely amazing. I would like to share with you this morning for a few minutes just a thought on the Word of God, the Word of God. And God said through the prophet in Isaiah 43 and verse 10, "You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may believe, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me." The Word of God. God chose the people of Israel, Jacob and his sons, that they should know. Three things it says here. God wants us to know, he wants us to believe, and then he wants us to understand. And if you could just write those three things down. God chose the people that they might know him. So we receive the knowledge. We have to receive information. And then God says he wants us to believe, and then he wants us, he will help us to understand. And the problem as we deal with our lives and as we deal with the Christian faith is that we want to understand everything. Right now, I'm speaking on a cell phone, a Galaxy 4 Samsung, and a signal. I'm sitting at the church because we had prayer this morning, and this signal goes to a satellite, and it comes back to Colorado, wherever, and people all over the United States are hearing me. Now, the fact is, we don't understand these things. We don't understand how the signal goes to the satellite, and then it goes to a tower, then there's a chip inside of our phone, but that doesn't mean that we don't use the phone. So I believe that if I call in on this number, as a matter of fact, I know it, I have access and I dial, so I have gotten this knowledge of how to use the phone. So God gives me the knowledge. Then secondly, I believe. I believe because I see that this thing works, and I talk to people in Pakistan, or I talk to people, it's live. We can see the people, all these things are happening, and we believe that we can do these things. So God gives us knowledge, and he wants us to believe, and then we understand. And this is what I'm going to say here this morning. Most times, we would like to understand before we believe, and that's the problem. We would like to understand. God might just say to me in his word that I'm to clap my hands. And in Psalm 47 it says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto God. Sometimes I'm in my house, I clap my hands, I shout unto God, and I'm just there by myself, clapping my hands, shouting unto God. Tony Robbins says you can change your state by changing your physiology. The way you change your state, you change your body, how you use your body. So sometimes just by speaking a little louder, you could change your state. I don't understand that, but God says I'm to clap my hands. Now, what happens when I clap my hands? It sends a signal to my brain that I'm excited. I am on the winning side. So that's why I am clapping my hands, because the team that is losing, they put their heads down. They don't cheer. So as I'm clapping, a signal goes to my brain and tells my brain to release hormones. And these hormones are endorphins. And these endorphins flow throughout my body, and they give me a good feeling. So my state changes because of what I'm doing. I didn't understand why I should clap my hands, but I believe God gives me the knowledge that I'm to clap my hands, I'm to shout unto God. And he said, do that, all the people should do that. So people keep quiet in church, but they make noise at the game. So at the game, they feel good, but at church, they want to sleep. Well, at church, I lift my hands and I say, oh, thank you, Lord. And if it is praise and worship, I clap, I dance, I rejoice in the Lord, and it sends a signal to my brain. But people dance. Chuck Swindoll says, people play when they worship. They come to worship God and they play around. But when they are playing, when the games are going on, that's when they worship. They put their hearts and their souls into what they are doing, and it's just a game. And when it comes to the things of God, we have no energy because we don't understand. We don't believe what God is telling us. So God gives us the knowledge. So he chose these people, Israel, and he wanted to show to the world through Israel that he's God. That's what he did with the Jews. But you see, Israel, they did not believe. They did not enter. Oops. They did not enter into God's promises because of their unbelief. And because of unbelief, we are missing a lot of what God has in store for us. So Israel did not enter into God's blessing, and now the church, blindness in part, Paul says in Romans 11 and verse 26, has happened unto Israel until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So now the church has been brought in as witnesses, and Jesus said, we shall receive power. So we are now the witnesses to the world concerning the resurrection of Jesus Christ, concerning the reality of God, and we have to now be very careful that we do not fall into the same example of unbelief. So as witnesses of Jesus Christ now, we have been called out of darkness into his marvelous light to show forth the praises of God, to show forth the goodness of God, to show forth the greatness of God. And if we do not receive the knowledge of God's word and then believe, we will not understand. So the words of God say to me, and here is knowledge. The word says in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 18, it says, in everything, give thanks. For this is the word of God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. And we are going to say that's the knowledge. The knowledge of God's word is everything. Now, if I believe that, then what am I going to do? I'm going to give thanks. So, now, the carnal mind is going to say, the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be. So the carnal mind is going to say, how can I give thanks in this? How can I give thanks in this situation? But if I receive the knowledge of the word and give thanks, then eventually I will understand. Because when I give thanks in all things, give thanks for my past, then these things lose the power over me. They no longer have the power over me, and I experience a freedom, a liberty, and a victory in my life that would surprise me, and it will also surprise you. So God has chosen us now that we might receive the knowledge of his word. Then we believe, and then we go forward and we understand what happens when we give thanks. The past loses its power. We are put in a position where God can begin to work all things together for our good to make us conform to the image of his son, Jesus Christ. So what am I saying to you today? What am I saying to you this morning? God has chosen you. He has chosen me. And the adversary makes every effort to prevent us from believing. The Holy Spirit, he is the one that is working in us, helping us. He gives us the revelation of the word. And I'm saying to us as believers that if we will receive the knowledge of God's word and believe it, then we will begin to understand what God is saying, and then nobody will be able to stop us. This thing is big, this thing that we are dealing with, it's big. God is doing a big thing in the earth. It's a massive thing, and we as Christians, we have got to begin to realize that God has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and what he wants us to do is to show forth his praise. I wish I could, I had the time, I have a couple minutes. I just want to give you a quick testimony. This happened some years ago. I was in Jamaica. I was in my early 20s. I was in college, and we were doing our final year project, and my friend was sick. He couldn't finish the project because he's sick. The doctors can't help him, and I need to finish my project. This is final year, and he can't come to school. And one Saturday morning, I'm living on the campus, and I just have a couple minutes. The Spirit of the Lord said I should go to a professor who teaches us land surveying, and I should ask him to take me over to my friend's house, and I was to pray for my friend. Jesus said, heal the sick. We don't want to say, I'm going to go there and heal him. Somebody said, oh, it's Jesus. But Jesus said, you go and heal the sick. So I went down to get my professor, and as I reached the door, the man was coming to get me to go and visit my friend. So the Spirit of the Lord was working. We went, we prayed for the guy. I say, if you don't believe, please come out of the room, go outside. His girlfriend left. I put my hand on him. Jesus said, you shall lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. I didn't understand how it's going to happen, but I had the knowledge of the word. I believe it. I prayed for the man. I said, just like Jesus said, say to the mountain, these are removed. I say to the pain, this thing, the doctors didn't know what to do. I said to this, to the pain in my friend's stomach, this virus, whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, leave and have no more authority. I said, my friend, in Jesus' name, be healed. I left. He went fishing that afternoon. He came back to school. We finished our project, and he was completely healed. Why? I had the knowledge of the word, I believed it, and now I understand that when we speak to the mountain, but at first we didn't understand. So God has chosen us now as his children that we might know the truth, we believe it, and then we will understand. Then we will be able to show forth the praises of our God who has called us out of darkness. So the word of God, we have to get the knowledge of it, believe it, do what it says, and then we will understand it. The Lord bless you. Thank you very much for listening. And I trust that wherever you are, you too have been called to be a witness. You have been called that you might know God's word, get the knowledge of it, believe it, put it into practice, and then you'll begin to understand it. Thank you very much. Back over to you, Minister.
Minister Tiffany, are you there?
Yes.
Thank you so much for that powerful word. Let us go before the Lord in prayer, and I will be for our benediction. And don't forget, family, stay on the line if you have prayer requests. We'll pray to you for it. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for all that you are, for all that you have done, because you are faithful. Lord God, we thank you for the word that has gone forward, and we know, Lord God, that it has been planted in our hearts on good ground. And we'll go out and do all that has been spoken to us, Father, being a doer of your word. We want you, Lord God, to know that our steps are ordered by you. We believe that, we receive it, and we're going to walk in that, knowing
yes.
that we are victorious men and women of God, knowing that you have a plan and a purpose for each and every single one of us. You are the healer, Lord Jesus. You took sickness in your body. You yourself bore those infirmities. So by the stripes that you accepted on your body, we are the healed of the Lord. And Father, we have spoken that. We believe that. Now walk in it, family members, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be moved by what we see, how we feel, because we know you are faithful. You alone deserve all the honor and all the glory. And the enemy is under our feet. So we are victorious in every single area of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Family members, don't forget, we have our morning motivational call. That number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. You can immediately go over to that call. And also, our conference, as Minister Tiffany mentioned, is being held in the Bahamas. Feel free to go to the Artist Empowerment Conference website and find out all of the particulars. Check your back office. There are so many things that are going on. And I just want to double check before we move forward. Are you there, Minister Tiffany? Go out, be that minister in the marketplace. Today is Faithful Friday. I am going to have Pastor Kitson come forward and give us our benediction, and then we want to hear your prayer requests and your praise reports, so don't hang up. Are you there, Pastor Kitson?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here. Thank you very much. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among those that are sanctified. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you. Well, this is part two, family members, of the Master's Morning Call. And what I'm going to do right now, we want to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. I am going forward, and I'm calling Pastor Vanessa. Are you there, Dr. Vanessa?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you so much for hopping in. Thank you for that powerful word, as always, Bishop Hickman, the word of God. And thank you, our prayer warrior general, who's always ready to hop in and take over. And we will pray, I'm sure, Minister Tiffany has had a few challenges with her phone, and that all is well. We just praise God for each and every one of you, and as we always say, every Friday, the mission and one of the main mandates of this call is to take the prayer request and hear the praise report of God's people for your individual lives and for Artists International. We thank God for each and every one of you who take out time week after week, day after day, to be on this call to hear a word from the Lord. And again, today, Bishop Kitson, we thank you. We pray that virtue into you. For delivering, as always, depositing into our hearts and spirits powerful word from the Lord. I do want to, first, before any of you all can hit star six and go into the queue, we want to continue to lift up Papa Diaz Darion and his travel, the founder of Artists International, and just believe God for his strength and his team, Lucy, and Alfredo, as they travel with him. And I mean, literally, coast to coast. Of visiting our different locations and just being there to inspire and encourage all of us as the family of Artists International. Also want to lift up in particular our brother John Hayes. For those of you who did not know, he lost his mother on Monday from New Jersey. She went home to be with the Lord from cancer, and our artist family did send a resolution and been lifting him and his family up. Service was in New Jersey yesterday, and she'll be going down to Georgia for her final resting place. So please remember the Haynes family, Brother John. He was with us in Orlando and has been at several conferences, active distributor at Artists International. So we want to keep him and his family lifted up in prayer for the homegoing of his mother. And we want to continue, as always, to keep in prayer all of those who we know about, praying for their total healing. I see Jody on the line, and thank you for her covered in prayer. And glad the President Marie Preston seems to be back hitting the ground running. We keep her lifted up in prayer. So we're just grateful for what God is doing in us and through each and every one of us. All righty. Well, again, if you have any request or praise reports, just hit star six. It'll put you in the queue, and we will take your prayer request. We're going to start off up in Philadelphia. So glad to meet her, put her face with her name, and that beautiful smile is Siobhan. Good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Q-Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good morning, artist family. Yes, I am so thankful to be on the call this morning. And my prayer request, we have Lucy and Rosie, of course, that are traveling, and they truly, truly embark some wonderful tips and information about our products. So So my first prayer request is for them and their continual travels along with Papa and Alfredo to get out to the field to help us all with our business. And as one of the leaders for my area to help in regards to our growth, I'm just asking for additional prayers for all of our team members because we were able to let Lucy give her a list of where we've grown as far as some reactivates and some more. So we see the effectiveness of, you know, corporate coming out and people growing and bringing more people to our wonderful artist body. And so we're thankful for that. My next prayer request is for our Women of Great Price Services this coming Sunday. So we have all five of our praise dance ministries that will actually be serving. And so we're so thankful for to be able to serve, but mainly we want to pray for those that will come to the Lord due to this Women of Great Price service.
All
right. You all have a blessed weekend.
And thank you. I know you've always been so thoughtful about praying for our leaders. I know they were up in your area recently. And whenever you hear of the corporate office coming out into a town, we strongly encourage you to come out. It's never a time that I don't sit and listen to Lucy and she doesn't drop several nuggets of what our different products will do and different health challenges it will address. And it's just so full of information. And to tell you, Alfredo has enough energy for 12,000 with techniques to get out there and make your business grow. She's always there, willing to share. And, you know, they're leaving their family and coming on the road to help us to make our business grow and be better. So thank you for remembering them in prayer. We've got down your dance ministry to cover them in prayer. Thanks and appreciate you so much. All right. Are there any other prayer requests? All righty. Before we go on, oh, here comes another one. All right. This looks like a Philadelphia number also. 3661. Good morning. Welcome to the call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. It's Canute from Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, I'm sorry. What was your birthday?
Yeah, Canute, how you doing? Thank you for having
me. All right, Canute. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Always a pleasure hearing you. My prayer was
same here. I finally put the name with the face when we met it on last show. So it's so good to meet you and to hear you on the call.
Yeah, that was tremendous. That was tremendous. Because sometimes it takes you hear the voice. You try to figure out who it is, what it looked like, and when you see the person, it's totally different. But thank you. So my prayer request this morning is for my family members. What happened? My niece, who was born May 6, 1986, passed away July 9th this year. Just a couple of days ago, she was 28 years old, died from stage 4 stomach cancer. She lives in the UK, so I'm asking for traveling mercies for those who will be going to the funeral and also for breaking down barriers for those who want to attend but don't have a UK visa. Because for me, it's okay, but for those who are not a U.S. citizen, it's difficult to obtain UK visa. Since 9/11, they have changed the rules. You know, it's more challenging. So I ask for traveling mercy and for, you know, just lift us up in your prayers. Thank you.
Oh, we definitely will. And keep them and your entire family covered and for that travel. Yes, definitely for traveling mercy. Again, it's an honor to have you take our time and be on our call, and I've got that prayer request down. And we will definitely be covering you in prayer. All righty, headed down to Mississippi. Good morning to one of our prayer warriors, Sister Brenda. Minister Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and TMC family. I want to say thank you, Lord, for the prayer that we put before the Lord for Hazel. And I spoke with her sister Esther last night, and she said she's resting well, doing so much better. And she thanks God and to all of us. She said she really appreciate us praying for her. And also, I'm asking prayer for the Jarrett family out of Ohio. They're my relatives, and Lorraine Jarrett went home to be with the Lord, so I'm asking prayer for that family. Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, we're home going. Okay, thank you very much. Are there any other prayer requests? If not, we will go to the Lord. I never want to rush this time. I always want to give us a chance to hit *6. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, all righty, ending in 12:12. Good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa and all of them. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning.
Good morning, my TMC family. Dr. Vanessa, this is Sharon from Pearland, Texas. I just wanted to say thank you guys for praying for me. I am almost there with my recovery of my foot as well as this bronchial thing, and I feel 100% better. So thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless y'all. I love y'all.
Amen. You came in on us. Different number this morning. Almost everybody's on different numbers. I'm showing up on a crazy number. That's why I didn't recognize you, Minister Sharon, our praise and worship leader, always during our conferences. We've been praying for her foot, which she had fallen and it had a challenging recovery, but God is faithful. It's so good to hear your voice and to know that you're mending well. Thank you. We'll continue to pray. And for my evangelist, out in Tampa, Florida. Good morning, Miss Jody.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa and family. The devil didn't want to let me through. I had to hang up and call back, but that's all right. I'm just want to thank everybody for my prayers, and I'm doing a lot better. But one thing that's going on right now is I wanted to lose weight, and I didn't want to lose it this way, so I've lost 25 pounds. So I'm just praying that, you know, I want y'all to pray and believe that I stop losing the weight, and I'm eating good, but I'm just not holding it. So that's what I want to do. I wanted to lose it, but I didn't ask for it this way, but that's all right. I got the shape now, but I just don't want to get much smaller. So I just believe God that my stomach is going to be a lot better real soon. And it's already better, but it's just, I don't know why I'm losing like I am. So keep me in prayer, and I thank you for everything. Love you.
Love you more. And we definitely got that down. We're going to believe, God, that you're at your desired weight, and you're not going to, you know, lose weight, and that tummy is going to do right and continue to heal in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. All righty, well, if there's no other prayer requests, we'll definitely go before the Father. Excuse me if you all hear some background noise. We have a good situation here. My niece surprised me and showed up last night with her little baby, her 7-month-old, and he was bright and bushy tail awake, Mr. KJ, till almost midnight, way past his bedtime. But he is up and running, energy, I think, because it's a new place. So my mother is so happy to see her great grandson, and we're just full of happiness here. And that's our prayer support. We thank God for his faithfulness, that I know we're going to have a full, exciting weekend with a full bundle of joy. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness and the fruit that you're producing in our lives on this Friday. We glorify your name, for you alone are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. You told us in your word in Hebrews to feel that we can come boldly into your throne room, and in that presence, in that place, we will receive your power, your grace, and utmost your mercy. So we thank you this morning as we receive, drink in, and embrace you replenishing, refreshing, restoring, and utmost reminding us that you are a God that hears and answers prayer. So as we come collectively as a family, as a unit, touching and agreeing on earth, knowing and what we petition, what we believe, what we decree and declare on our lives here on earth will be done in heaven. And we thank you, Lord God, that you've been faithful. You've been faithful. Many of us didn't even know how we made it to July, how more than halfway through this year. You're keeping us and taking care of us, the blood hedge of protection around us. We lift up Papa Deanna De Leon, and we thank you for the strength in his body these 70-some years and 25-plus years of being a faithful steward of this vision that you gave him of Artists International. Thank you that you continue to bless that family, keep them strong in you, their heart to help people, to heal our spirit, soul, our bodies, and our finances through the products of the company of Artists International. Thank you that he considers us as children willing to share the profits, to be owners of this company. And as we push for president, as this campaign is going on, let us have favor and diligence and consistency to do our part, knowing that you'll do your part as we press on these next months. We thank you, Father, as we continue to pray for the preparations for the Bahama trip. And we lift up the Kings of Artists and pray for their strength and their favor as they're stealing the Atlantis Hotel in the Bahamas and all the Bahama team that's working diligently. And we'll be good stewards again to put aside our finances, to get our visas, to do all we need to do so that we are able to go and be a part in November. Father, we thank you for this team that travels with him, of Lucy and Alfredo. Continue to give them strength to touch their bodies. And as we go from city, as they go from city to city, you pull the people out, the distributors, so they can be empowered with knowledge and wisdom and skill to go out and be your ministers in the marketplace. We thank you for Siobhan, and we pray for her event as all the five Praise Dance ministries come together. And you we glorify, and we call forth the salvation of souls. Souls, Father, the dance is so important to you, as you talk so many times in the Bible about dancing before the Lord and sending up praises and setting the atmosphere and ushering in your glory and your presence. We thank you that your presence of the dance will heal, deliver, and utmost save. The biggest miracle of all, so lost souls. So we thank you that all is well and all will be done, eating abundantly above in their time of ministry on this weekend. We lift up our dear brother Canute. We thank you for him and his family. And we pray, Father, for comfort for the family with the homegoing of that beast. And we just ask you to surround them with the peace of God, the love of God that only can come from you. And even as many desire to travel, give those that supernatural favor with their visas and traveling mercies for all of them as they go. And Father, you unify their hearts and their spirit to bring peace and comfort to them as they come together, and that there will be provision for everything that is needed, all the finances, all the arrangements, that they come together smoothly as they celebrate the life of this niece that has transitioned on. So we thank you, and we lift up particular our brother Canute, and we speak the peace of God, the wisdom of God, even as he is a catalyst that you use to unite his family in love and speak encouragement to them as you, Lord, speak encouragement to his heart. So we just thank you that even in this time, what the devil has meant for bad, God, you're going to use it as a lightning rod for good and for your glory for that family. Father, we lift up Bridget. We celebrate in the praise report of Hazel as we have called out her name for healing. We thank you that our artist distributor, her family member, Sister Hazel, is doing so much better. So we just praise God for the Jehovah Rapha, the total recovery, call it forth now. And Father, we lift up the Girard family with the homegoing of that relative. And Father, all these have had family members who have transitioned, and of these celebrations of life. You know how to comfort and give peace and dry the tears and give them the strength through the joy of remembering the memories and the time that they did spend with them. In Jesus' name, we pray for all the traveling mercies for those who will be going to that home going celebration. Father, we thank you for Sharon, Minister Sharon. We're so glad that her foot is mending well and the healing of her body from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, and especially that foot, that it is not going to be just as good, but even better than it was before, as the muscles, the tissues, the bones, everything in her foot is healing and mending by your Jehovah Rapha power. And Father, as always, we send the word of healing to Jody's body. Father, we thank you for her love of life, her enthusiasm, her desire to serve and glorify you in everything she does. We just continue to speak healing to her body. And even as she has lost the weight, we speak to her stomach, to her organs, to her tissue, that everything in her blood cells, they line up and perform and function, God, as you ordained them. In the name of Jesus, we speak life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in her body. We thank you for her being a miracle in the making. We thank you for keeping her strong in you and being a testimony to all of us who hear her love for you and her family as they see you continue to keep her strong in you. I thank you, Father, for new life, for young life, for this precious little KJ in our home this weekend. And thank you for their traveling mercies here safely from Dallas, and that my mother gets a chance to see and hold her great-grandson, and just the time that you remind us that life is precious, and as we go through life, that there's always a new life to remind us of the hope that you give us in all that we do. We continue to thank you for Bishop Kitson and for the word of God that he so richly poured into us today. We pour back and speak back the virtue of God inside of him and for his family and for his ministry and then even his grandchildren that he mentioned, Father. Thank you for keeping them strong, healed, whole, healthy in you, and the favor of God, the anointing of God to continue to flourish in his life and in his ministry. And as we lift up all you're doing in us, thanking God for all you, Father, are doing through us, we fill this time of intercession knowing that you hear and answer every prayer, thanking you that the Spirit of the Lord still rules and reigns in our hearts and in the land, and thanking you that you are allowing us, even this weekend, ordering our steps, Father. We thank you for divine favor and supernatural provision and the joy of the Lord that's our strength, Father, and the opportunities to be your mouthpiece with the message that Jesus is Lord, and to use the tools that you've given us at Artists International to help those who've been praying for answers for their health, who've been praying for answers for their wealth and legacy of growth. So as we feel this time together, Father, as we spend this time believing, expecting with expectation and anticipation of the breakthroughs in our lives, we will covenant with you to thank you and always give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. So even as we depart from this call, we thank you that you're going with us. And as we go out throughout these days, we thank you that we are your light, we are your hands extended, we are your mouthpieces, always with a mandate and a mission to glorify you, Jesus. And we seal this and decree and declare that it is done. And it is so in our lives. Amen, amen, amen. Go out and have that wonderful weekend in Christ, and we look forward to hearing you on the call on Monday. Love you so much. Be blessed. Bye-bye.